I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
Welcome to another edition of Pet Patrol. I'm Krista Livingston, the owner of Kibbles and Gifts. Now that everything is drying out, we are in prime foxtail season. Not everyone is aware of the dangers that foxtails pose. Even those that do don't necessarily know how foxtails work. Knowledge is always power. So here's a little lesson on foxtails. Foxtail seedlings are built to burrow. The outside of the seedlings contain a bacteria with enzymes used to break down vegetation. Unfortunately, this means it can break down fur, skin, and most physical matter. This is why it is important to remove a foxtail as soon as you can see it. In a few minutes, it can go from laying on the top of a dog's back to being virtually invisible under the fur. The bacterium also allows the seedling to burrow into a dog along with the tunnels of pus created by the enzyme. Because of this, a foxtail can end up anywhere in a dog's body. Foxtails have been found in the brain, anal glands, jowls, spinal cord, lungs, as well as more common areas. Foxtails are typically found in the ears, eyes, nose, mouth, feet, vagina, and general open wounds. I would like to discuss symptoms you might see if your dog has a foxtail in one of the aforementioned common areas. For ears, early on, you might see a head tilt or head shaking. Later, the symptoms look like an ear infection. The larger the dog, the less noticeable the symptoms.
Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, what's new at Kibbles and Gifts? Are you feeding supermarket pet food due to the low-cost price? Well, Kibbles is offering a healthy alternative for your pets. Under the Sun Dog and Cat Food, created by Canaday. This is a family-owned company that makes their own food in the USA. Dog food prices comparable to Purina, Beneful, and other supermarket brands. Grain-free cat food pricing equal to Beyond Purina and Nutrish. Come on in to Kibbles and let us help you make the switch to a more healthful diet for your pet. Kibbles and Gifts is located next to Safeway and the Strawflower Shopping Center. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now, back to the show.
For the eyes, you might see a gummy discharge and a squint. If the eye is glued shut, it is considered to be a foxtail. For the nose, serial and spasmodic sneezing. If blood comes out, it probably is a foxtail. I will say that I have seen many dogs sniffing along the trail and then start sneezing. It is usually nothing. Just keep an eye on your dog. Dogs can also get foxtails in their mouth. Your dog might start gagging or have difficulty eating. This means he may have a foxtail stuck in his gums or in the back of his throat. If the foxtail is swallowed and doesn't get stuck, it can be passed. On the foot between the toes, this is a very common spot, especially for dogs with fur between their toes. I always suggest if your dog has fur between the toes, check his feet every time you walk him in a place with foxtails. If your dog starts continually licking one foot a lot, take a look. If you see a little red spot with a tiny hole, it's most likely a foxtail. You might also see a bubbly swelling between the toes. You can try gently squeezing the spot. If the foxtail just got in there, you might be able to squeeze it out with the help of tweezers. For the vagina, look for a swollen area in the groin and constant licking of the vaginal area. Any foxtail that enters a dog's body through the eyes, ears, nose, mouth, feet, vagina, or general open wound, if ignored, has the potential to travel anywhere in the dog's body. Don't ignore any of the outermost symptoms, as internal symptoms are usually not visible. Severe injury can occur if a foxtail reaches internal organs. Death is not likely, but it is a possibility. If you believe your dog has been exposed to foxtails and is showing any of these symptoms, I recommend going to the vet. Better safe than sorry. Thank you for listening, and I hope this has been helpful. Here's to safe, happy walking for you and your dogs. Until next time, this is Krista Livingston with Pet Patrol.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.